Podcast.
Not Now Podcast. Welcome to Not Now Podcast. If you're here, you made it. And if you're not, then fuck you. But no one who...
Make it!
Yeah, make it. Just fucking do it.
Just get yourself some clay and make it.
Make a commitment.
And if you don't...
Go down to US Cellular, buy yourself a $900 smartphone. Really, the cheapest one will work, but you want the best.
We love seeing you waste money.
Yeah. Spend it on them. Spend it on yourself. You enjoy it.
Yeah, you earned it.
You've done it, you know? You work hard.
You tuned in.
You go to work every day, and you think to yourself, why do I not have a $900 phone? And the reason is because you're selfless.
Yep, you're without self.
Yeah, you're just hanging out alone, and that's why we're here for you. So keep listening to us.
We're here to help you some selves.
Yeah. If you want to help yourself, be right ahead.
And if you want to be ahead, be the left.
And, you know, if you're leaning to the left, dunk it.
So today what we're here to talk to you guys about, or you gals, or you crustaceans. Amoebas.
Amoebas.
Which one feels right?
Cucumbers. The three amoebas.
We're going to talk to you three amoebas. Talking to you, Josephine. We're going to talk to you three amoebas about our topics. We have many topics. Got lots of... Oh, shit.
Sorry, we were flipping coins.
Yeah. You know what's funny is you actually pick up on that when you're listening back.
Yeah.
When they hit off that.
Yeah. Anything that touches the microphone stand is instantly...
Recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. It just captured.
Which is funny because if you talk a little bit to the left, it doesn't picture. It doesn't picture it because it's a microphone. Not a goddamn camera.
Yeah. I didn't take a picture of my mouth. What the hell is wrong with this microphone?
But no, so what we're here to talk to you guys today about is a couple of things.
Yeah, we pre-selected two topics as now usual, our time-honored tradition. We
honor every clock as if it's time.
Oh.
And what we do is we pick out two topics. And we kind of discuss them, run through them in a warm-up, try to figure out what we're doing. I don't know how many that was.
That was plus 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. We're adding 2 minutes to every warm-up. So from here on out, you will notice a change.
Yep. You'll jump in at our two-minute point, so you'll miss everything before that. I think it's going to be a wonderful experience for you, especially since you got that new nifty phone. If you took our advice.
Yeah, $900 phone makes us sound a lot better. So go out and buy yourself a phone.
Yep.
And if it's below $900, don't bother listening.
Yep. If it's below $900, just take up painting, call yourself Vincent Van Phone, and live your life.
Yeah, but you won't have any lifelines because that phone won't work for that.
It won't.
Oh, wait. Anyways, our two topics. Yeah.
So our two topics of lifelines are Vincent Van Phone and spending $900.
No.
No. Just kidding.
So our two topics are who would win in a fight. Yep. This is where each of us pick two figments of our imagination, two very real surviving entities, two inanimate objects, and decide which one would win in a fight.
Never two fighters.
Never.
Nope. It's an unspoken law.
But now it's been spoke.
If we do who would win in a fight, can we do monologues still?
Maybe, I guess. That's a little harder to do.
Yeah, I mean, how would you... You'd have to, like, build yourself up like a Rocky kind of tale.
Yeah, I guess you could regale a tale about the flails that were thrown in this fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just picture it more like a debate, like a hot debate.
Yeah, like a hot topic. Anyway, the second one we're thinking about is...
made up facts.
Made up facts.
Yep, where we make up some really juicy facts. Really, they're just the best facts you ever juiced with. Yep. And what you have to do is figure out whether or not we're lying.
Yeah, I have too many kidneys. Is that true?
Is two too many?
I have five.
Oh, that's an issue.
Yep,
see, that was the truth.
My blood's too clean.
It's too clean. It's like petrol.
it's like I my heart is pumping out bleach. Like I had one of those Mr. Clean eraser pens.
You must be a serial killer's ideal victim.
I know. I leave no trace of myself. I have no DNA.
I should have said wet dream.
A wet dream's victim?
A serial killer's wet dream.
Oh.
The wet dream struck again.
No.
No.
I refuse to dream.
I only sleep.
It's like a Nightmare on Elm Street, but weirder situation.
It was a weird situation. So those are
our two topics.
Exactly.
All right, now we need the association to tie it all together, and we can flip this coin and send you on your way to a mystical story land.
Fuck, forgot my coin. Okay. Oh,
which coin are you going with? I can flip you one.
Nope. You know what? Let's save it. You flip one across the way. Oh, Jesus. Not a penny, damn it.
All I have are pennies.
Fine, fuck. We got a penny. This is a marvelous penny. 1979. It's got the
my birth year.
The Braham Lincoln on here. And the other side is a rectangle. It looks like a harmonica.
Like the Lincoln Memorial.
Or a vacuum. Doesn't that look like a vacuum?
It looks like
can you see
like
from
a,
here?
It looks like a comb from here.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Like a comb.
If you turn it upside down, it looks like a very big dish.
Looks like my underbite.
Oh yeah.
You see good one. Now?
Okay, so
the tiny man in the center.
So we have who would win in a fight? Which I think is only fitting that two things would duke it out at a memorial.
Yeah, you know what's weird is there's the same man on both sides of the coin. Never see that.
Oh, because inside the Lincoln Memorial is a statue of Abraham, but you can't see it.
Yeah, you can see him. Look real close. Closer than that. You're going to get way closer.
There's nothing on here.
God damn it. I don't have a penny.
Is it just this brief outline that looks like
an apparition? Yeah, the brief outline of him.
That's not him. There's no resemblance.
All right. We're associating a man in a building versus a man on the other side.
No, a man versus a how is one again putting two people against each other on
man
both sides of the
man versus statue.
Coin? Kyle. We have
who would win in a fight versus a man versus a statue?
I'm talking about your association right now. You just said, okay, so pitting like two people against each other, one is heads and the other one is tails.
And
so
one
where
is
the
building.
Room for the fake facts? Where is the room for that, Kyle?
It's a three-sided coin.
Three-sided.
If it lands in the middle, you win.
Oh, my God. Okay. True facts is about the head of Lincoln because, you know, most people didn't realize that he started off before he ran for his presidency as a potato head.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about made-up facts, thinking about the head of a penny is the perfect ideal. Does he have a beard on the head of a penny?
I don't see hair follicles.
Is that made up or is it true? Think about it in your imagination. Do you imagine him with a beard on that side of the penny?
He doesn't have a top hat.
Yeah.
And I always pictured Lincoln with a top hat.
Yeah, even on the side of a penny. I picture him with a top hat,
yep.
Even though he doesn't have one.
Riding a
bicycle. Find a penny. Look at it.
If you don't have one, I pity you.
Yeah. Think about the last time you saw Abraham Lincoln. Were you alive? No.
Was it at Gettysburg?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Abraham look-alike.
He smelled a lot like him.
Lincolikes is what they call them.
Lincolikes. Lincoln likes.
I am a Lincolite.
Lincolite. I live in a small community where we all. It's basically just an Amish community.
Yeah, it's basically just an Amish community. They call themselves the I Lincolns.
The I Lincolns.
I am Lincicus.
They have gladiator battles.
with top hats.
They battle a ferocious sheep.
Yep, with a log cabin. You lost our penny.
The penny won't work. It's a tradition that the penny doesn't work. So
grab the fucking penny. We were almost there.
Today we are flipping. I'll do this.
Grab the fucking penny.
I'll grab the fucking penny.
All right. We already got that heads is made up facts.
Yes.
And then tails, meaning Abraham in the bank. Abraham in the binkin. So Abe in the building.
Yep.
Is going to be who would in a fight, the statue or the building?
Yep. Exactly. Right. Precisely.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready?
Flip it. Flip it good. Do, do, do.
Oh, it's Babraham's head. What was it?
I don't remember.
Well, it's his head.
Blinken?
Labraham.
Labraham Blinken.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's the head.
All right, so we're doing made-up facts.
Yeah.
All right, so are these all just going to be, is this going to be like Spitfire? Like a Hellspawn.
Yeah, we could talk about, you know, like facts. We could be informative, like sharing
like a,
almost a monologue,
like a Wikipedia article.
Yeah, be like, you know, people, they don't really give enough appreciation to sea cucumbers, because actually, little known fact is they're actually sea pickles.
Oh,
and when you have a sea pickle, you always have to drink juice, but there's a reason why people don't find sea pickles, Kyle.
Because they're all used on Cuban sandwiches?
No, because their juice is the ocean.
Oh.
Because think about a pickle. Pickle's juice is in its jar. So the container is inside the goddamn pickle.
And, I got it.
And also the juice is the ocean. Because if you're looking at the ocean, what do you see?
I see...
Brine. You know,
yeah.
Salt and water.
Yeah.
And that's why there's very little sea cucumbers left in the world.
Those are the components of the ocean.
Very astute of you.
Yeah. Similar to the ocean, I recently found out that inside of the ocean, there's a lake.
Wow.
Yeah. The Great Atlantic Lake. Atlant Lake is what they call it. It's a big lake in the middle of the ocean. Everybody goes sunbathing there. You go out in the middle of the ocean, set up your sea towels, get some sea tanning lotion. You get a nice a sea castle going. You know, bring some children, get themselves a pail and seashell. Dig a little hole, make a sea castle. I already said that, but you can do it again. Why not? You got time. Not going to see any mermaids there, though. It's a lake. No sharks.
But you're building sea castles.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's a lake.
Yeah. You got sand on a lake. What lakes have you been?
I don't know. I thought you would say lake castle. But it's in the sea, so it makes sense.
That was a look-a-lake. You know, the Atlant Lake.
Yeah, I was on Atlant Lake once. But we had nothing to do with any of the stuff you just said. That's why we were searching for fire.
Oh, were you guys like pirates?
Yep, we were pirates. We were on the quest for fire because, you know, when you're a pirate, you don't have a lot of access to flint and steel. You have lots of steel and you have lots of flint, but no flint and steel. So what pirates had to do back in the day is they had to find a way to craft fire out of just harnessing electricity from the sky. So what they did was they invented a tyke.
A tyke.
And they would take this tyke in the middle of a bad storm, and they would fly it up into the sky. They used old sails and branches or oars that they had picked up from the lifeboats, from the ships that they
whiskey.
Plundered. Yes. And they added whiskey to the sails to make it conduct more electricity. So they'd tyke fly straight. Their tykes up to collect the electricity, and they tethered a string to it to hold onto the tyke. Mm. And they put a small metal stee on it, and most people don't know what a stee is, but it actually unlocks things like chests and drawers and chest of drawers. So
it's a crowbar.
Don't try to unlock Chester's drawers with that key though. So
stee.
So
you misspoke.
Yep. I apologize. So they stuck that into the center of the boat, And when lightning struck the little tyke, I mean...
No, you're right.
Yeah, electricity was flowing through the stream. I'm caught in a loophole. So
caught in a... I'm so in a tyke hole. Get me a steed. I'm sorry.
So anyways, the electricity struck the boat, the electricity, and it turned it into a motorboat. And everybody gave Ben Franklin the props.
Wow. But that bastard Franklin, he just took all the credit.
Yeah, and they're my bank.
Oh, you bank Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have Benjamin Franklin every weekend since I can remember.
That's awfully nice of you. Now I understand why they call them the Little Tykes Toy Company. They just electrocute kids.
Yeah.
Set them on fire for the to
turn
retribute,
them into kites.
Retribution for Ben Franklin. Because, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but he was a really horny fellow. They say 103% of the population is related to him.
Wow.
Yeah, 3% are like animals. It's it gets out there. He was really active.
He was a horny toad.
Yeah, I don't. They say, you know, he was like the Santa Claus of his day because he would just go around the world in one night, just just doing everyone. It was they called him Old Saint Dick.
Jesus.
You're the founding father. I'm so
sorry. I know. He's on the $100 bill, Kyle. Have some class.
Old Saint Dick really liked it. 103%. Animals, Brandon. He invented the fire hydrant. He invented the fire department, the library, bifocals, condoms,
motorboats.
Motorboats. Clam boats.
Everybody knows where the motorboats came from.
Franklin. You can't do that without saying Franklin.
And he was a forefather.
Yep. He was.
And he was he fathered more than four people.
Yeah, don't you forget it. Birth of a Nation. Yep. Wait, is that a terrible film?
What?
Yeah, shit. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Just a reverse time.
First of a Nation.
Wait, was it Rise of a Nation?
I don't know.
Either way, it could be correlated to something that does not represent having sex with half the population of the world.
Yeah, Old Saint Dick. Remember that part. Remember old... Next time you hear a up on the rooftop reindeer paws. Out comes old Saint Dick Claus.
No, it's Saint Claus. No, okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Down through the chimney with
old Saint Dick.
There you go.
Ho, ho, ho. Ben Franklin
loves
knows.
Blow. Oh.
Oh, loves blow. He loved blow, too.
Did he?
Yeah. They called him Cokie Ben.
And he had the most home runs out of any other forefather.
Yep. That's why in England, they have the Big Ben.
Yeah, and the Big Ben plays cricket twice a year.
Yep, and every time it strikes midnight on New Year's, cocaine flies out.
Yeah, and that's when all the meth heads come out.
Yep. Why?
To see the show. They're going to watch all the cocaine addicts get crazy. And they're like, man, some people.
Yeah. Nothing meth addicts like more than feeling better about themselves.
And that is a true fact.
That was the true fact of Ben Franklin.
Oh God,
we had a lot in there. That was a Nestle. That was a Nestle's Crunch.
And interesting thing that people don't know about Nestle's Crunch is it actually originated as a medicine.
Really?
Yeah, it was a suppository. And what you did was you took the cocoa bean and you crunched it up, and you found an unwilling victim.
And this helped them medicinally.
It was a surprise medicine.
Is that what you mean by suppository? Like a surprisatory?
It was a surprisatory.
The first of its kind.
First you find a Tory
who is not suspecting, and then you surprisatory them.
And that's how you get a delicious drink.
So they're ill. They're hiding and they're ill and they're ill suspecting.
You must verify this.
All right. So If you would like to be surprisatorid, email us notnowpodcast@gmail.com and
we'll surprisatory you.
Yeah, send us your place of work, your pant size, and
regular bathroom routine. Regular we need to know what
we need to know your detailed life schedule.
Yep. And here are a couple of the criteria. Must be drowsy at least some point in the day.
Can't be wearing shoes at all.
Must have finger mail.
If you blink more than 3 times, you're out.
And if you have maybe hair, you're in.
If you're in, you're out.
And if you're out, you're also a candidate.
Everyone is fair game. That's we can't let you know you're in, because if you know you're in, you're not going to be surprisatory.
Yeah, and that's what's all this been for? What have we all been right. working
for? You know what? If you want in, don't email us. Just don't send us anything, and you'll be in.
Yep, and we'll put you on the list.
Are we reverse psychology? What is this? I don't know. What have we become?
What have I become?
Oh, that song. That song was originally sung by Rosa Parks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Yep. If only I could remember the rest of the lyrics.
My empire of dirt. That's the next line. Oh, that's okay. Rosa Parks did.
Yeah, she wrote it.
I know. And it won a Grammy Award.
It did. That's, you know, we're she the same. Became
best recording actress.
Yeah.
She even won an Academy Award for best soundtrack. That was on, Are We There Yet?
Yep.
Yep. With Ice Cube.
Ice Cube and Ice-T.
Yeah. And Fat Albert.
And yep. Mr. T.
Yep, Mr. T was on there.
The 3TT trios.
Tom's Tale was there. I remember, what's that guy? He had that show. I am actually drawing a blank. This is not improv.
Okay. All right.
He had the show with the train. And there was little Muppets.
Thomas the Train Engine.
And he wore a red sweatshirt. And he was like, hey, neighbor. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That's what it is.
Not Thomas the Train Engine.
Nope, but he was there too.
Oh, did you know that... he was in space shooting that.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains the anti-gravity boots.
Yeah. Yep. That's why his sweater was always flapping around. Wasn't windy, just in space.
And why he was so happy all the time, you know, lack of oxygen.
Yeah. Makes you crazy. Do crazy things like say, hey, neighbor, to TV cameras. Run around with your socks off.
You know, a lot of shows are like that. Pee-wee Herman was actually filmed in hell.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman was in hell.
I believe it. That's why that explains the talking chair, the genie in a box.
Yeah, not the word of the day, though.
Nope.
That was normal. That was his only gift from heaven.
Yep.
You know what they say? There's always a little heaven and hell.
Heaven and hell.
Something to take solace in.
Yeah, that's like saying there's no salt in low sodium. There has to be some.
That's a very good point.
Even low sodium has some salt in it.
Yep. It's one of the basic building blocks for life forms on this earth. This just turned into Neil deGrasse Tyson's
welcome punch out.
Try my nuggets. I'm a genius.
Oh, try my nuggets. I'm a genius. I was just those are Tyson. All Tysons. Yeah. They're the Tyson dream team.
Try this necktie, son.
Tie, son. The guy who does the Dyson commercials.
Yeah. He's a wannabe. We've designed an ergonomic, better way to suck your shag, which is your shag carpet.
Not your dick.
No. It's just funny because he's British.
Yeah.
I think.
Look at the new lip attachment.
This is the most pleasurable vacuum cleaner you've ever used.
You've ever used. It's your personal vacuum, not those industrial cones.
If you're sick and tired of watching those wax vac commercials, get a vac that's up to the whack.
Vacuums out more than just wax.
And this vacuum cleaner is also a weed whacker.
A weed whacker with a weed whacking attachment. That's pretty. You could just like sell a motor and sell attachments for anything.
Yeah, you could make a blender,
a lawnmower,
pasta
a
maker.
Blender, and no, you food don't processor. Need a motor for an ironing board. No,
food processor, washing machine,
ceiling,
microwave,
fan.
spinner plate.
Yep. Dryer,
toothbrush,
toothbrush,
toilet scrubber.
What's the fucking things? Motorized scooter, mopeds.
Yeah. You just carry this engine with you.
You just carry the engine backpack.
Yeah.
Motorize anything.
But it has to be the size to actually power like the most usual everyday. It's a car engine.
Yeah.
To power like your leaf blower.
Yeah, you need some sort of fuel compound. Yeah.
Is that man's greatest invention?
An engine? Motor?
Yeah. Like a motor or gears or whatever, you know, like internal combustion.
All of that. Yeah, I think internal combustion has to be one of the best inventions.
Is fire. We harnessed fire. That's our greatest invention. We found fire and bigger boom boom fuel.
Boom boom fuel. Yeah, that's actually what they first decided to call fossil fuels.
Oh, really?
Boom boom fuels.
Then they weren't taken seriously by the vegans.
Yep. Well, actually, Boom Boom was already taken by a company.
Oh, it was Pampers.
Yep. Pampers was originally the Boom Boom.
Man, they really cornered the market on everything shit.
Yeah, they did. That's why they had poopy pants for their original slogan. You just poop your pants?
Little shitters instead of little toddlers. I don't
know. Yep. I'm done with this crap. Don't blow it out.
Why is it green?
Why is it green? Too much to wipe up.
We'll leave the lights on for you.
Yeah, we'll leave the lights on for you. Stickers.
Okay. It's devolving. An interesting fact about devolving.
Foggy bottoms. Sorry, last one.
Foggy bottoms?
Yeah.
Or frothy bottoms.
Frothy bottoms is better.
Okay, I thought you said frothy bottoms.
No, that's better than what I said.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Fossy bottom.
Flossy bottoms?
Fossy.
No, that was Charmin.
Oh, okay.
Flossy bottom.
Flush. They do always floss the bottom. The bears are always flossing their bottoms.
Yeah, they're like riding it like some kind of fucked up hammock.
Miniature hammock. That was a plane.
Made up fact.
No,
my pants are down. How did that happen?
Wait, what fact was I doing? Devolving.
Yes.
Devolving actually came about. It was in the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, have you heard about this new theory of evolution? That was in the turn of the century. But it was that turn of the century.
Yeah, a century ago was the turn of the century.
Yeah, and so everybody was like, have you heard about this? And so Dissolvey Dolver Davis decided he was going to be a fend-setter. And what he meant by that was, I'm going around the common trend, and I'm going to set all these fens.
Yeah.
And people were like, I want to be...
Fend the right that is monged.
Yeah, and if you fend the right that is monged... If that's what you said,
yep.
Then you're on the right fend. And as long as you're fending, you know, you're never decreasing or evolving, because you really want to make a big U-turn in evolution. And that was his pitch. He's like, hey, guys, evolving's all right, but wouldn't it be so much better to devolve? And that's how LSD was invented.
Yeah. And if you call 010... 9214203, then you will find out that information.
What'd you say?
The number again? It's 010-9214203.
Oh yeah.
Three.
Oh. 'Cause it's yes, exactly.
Yeah, they'll give you that information because that's their phone number.
Yeah, that's Periwinkle's number.
Yeah, actually a little known fact. You can call any phone number, and the person will be delighted to talk to you. They will ask you how your day's been. If you just call the nearest phone number, any number you call, and it's not disconnected,
That, even if it's disconnected, you can talk to that answering machine.
Well, yeah, you can talk to that infinite. Yeah, they won't mind. They won't give you a call back. Actually, they will call you back and they'll ask how it's going. I heard your really long message. Listen through all of it, and I know you're concerned because that's how people work. If you haven't figured, if this is your first hearing experience as a person, then please give me a call. My number is 010. No, I'm actually at the same number I mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah. That was your number. You just handed it out.
Yeah.
Like candy.
I know. That's how everyone is. Ask. All right. Go down in the street. Make sure that you have a belt that is undone. It doesn't matter if your pants are up, you're down, but...
Or if you're wearing pants at all.
Yeah, or if you're wearing just walk around in your undies with a belt. Undone belt. With a belt that's undone, but somehow suspended. And then, walk up to the nearest person and say, "Hi, my name is your name." And then...
they'll say, yeah, "Oh my then, God,
that's
your name is my name."
And then you'll say, "No way, can I have your number?"
And you'll say, "Number, you can have no way."
And that's how every human interaction goes.
Yeah, and then they say, "Of course."
Yeah. My name is Benjamin Franklin Jr. too.
I was named after my forefather.
Yep, Benjamin Franklin.
Who loved to strike tights with his
light string. His Tyson Trio.
His Tyson Trio.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, the guy who does the Tyson chicken, and Mike Tyson.
No, Mike Tyson wasn't in that. Oh, yeah, it was Mike Tyson. It was
Neil deGrasse Tyson. It was the Tyson Trio. Tyson Tyson and Dyson.
There was a lot of Tyson, Dyson, Mice.
Yeah, it got dicey.
Yeah.
Or Ticey.
Enticing.
Yeah, either way. Either way, if you walk around with your belt half undone and you ask a stranger, they will give you your number.
So, you may know this one. Do you know how belts were invented?
I don't recall, actually.
So what happened was, this was back when, monopolies were huge in the United States. Yeah, it was just like out of control. They were like, don't pass go, don't collect $200. Yep. This is monopoly.
People had to stay in hotels every night.
Yeah, and if they weren't in a hotel, they were jail. In a shack. Oh,
yep.
Jail.
Oh. Or free parking.
Shacks were referred to as jails. And so, or jails are referred to as shacks. So when you shack up with a lady, you're just taking her to jail.
That's why you're shackled.
Yep, exactly. So what happened was the Vanderbilts really had an eye out for this one guy. His name was Russi Fewson. And Russi Fewson had this patent out for something called a pants upkeeper. And they were like, "I want to get my hands on Russi Fewson's pants." And so, or his upkeepers. They want to keep up with Russi Fewson's pants.
That's hard to keep up with that.
Yeah, and they were just trying to catch Russi Fewson, and Russi Fewson was hopping fences. You know why he was hopping fences? Because his pants weren't sagging.
Yeah, and, you could clear them.
Yeah, and Russi Fewson would be turning over in his grave if today he saw the lack of Russi Fewson upper keeper knickers that were being held around people's waists. He would just turn over. He'd do a somersault, and he'd be like, "Why aren't these people wearing these Russi Fewson pants up keepers?" Because nobody is. They're just all wearing Elastiband jeans. And you know why?
They're not working.
The Vanderbilts invented an elastic waistband. And they were like, "I'm selling it to you, Walmart. I'm selling it to you, Duluth Trading Post." And they were like, "Shit.
Wow.
We got to buy it."
I forgot how old those companies were.
Yeah. And Russi Fewson is the true...
He was refusing.
Yeah, and he was the unsung hero of refusing abusing from the Vanderbilts.
That's wonderful. I didn't ever know that. All right, so we are about...
Time for... rapid fire?
Oh, do you want to do some rapid fire?
Hell do you do a rapid fire? It's a little not fast.
Well... Yeah, it's just facts at this point.
Yeah.
Made up facts. If you thought any of this was real, I sincerely hope that you don't go around asking people with your belt undone if you can have their number.
Oh wait, were you thinking adverterism?
Well, I was thinking we could do rapid fire.
Yep.
Or I was thinking maybe we could do true facts about ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good
made
one.
Made up facts about ourselves.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. And you know how much I like that? The fact is I hate it.
Oh, wow. The fact was that I believed you.
And another true fact, if I could speak my true fact, is that I hate alcohol.
Yep.
I hate it. I prefer...
I don't know... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead.
I don't know if you'll believe this, but I've never heard my own voice.
I've never spoken.
Really?
It's true.
That's got to be challenging.
It is challenging, and people don't understand.
That you're telepathic.
Yeah, and my mouth is just moving in complete synchronicity with the thoughts that I'm portraying in their heads.
Wow, that is some talent. I am so lucky to be able to hear you in my head. I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a very gifted sense of smell.
Oh?
Yep. I can smell when I'm near a nickel.
Any kind of nickel?
Well, it has to be like a minted nickel. Like the alloy isn't going to work.
So you could never smell pumpernickel?
Nope.
You could
never? Not a scent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a curse and a gift.
Absolutely.
anytime I'm near like a 5-year-old who just lost their tooth, my nose is going off.
I have the ability to like blue.
Like blue?
Yeah, I just like it. It's probably my favorite color, and I don't think anybody else can do that.
Yeah, I would say nobody likes blue.
Yeah, not a single person, not even most countries that have that as their predominant color.
Yeah, I mean, that's like almost my eye color, and I don't even like it. Every time I look in the mirror and I say...
Back.
Yeah, I say, what the hell is wrong with my eyes? Why couldn't they be a nice color like orange? Or maybe a nice violet. How about yellow?
Yeah. And I don't want to be racist, but blue is my favorite race.
Yep.
Yep. I just love blue. Yep. Yeah. Or that song. I'm blue.
Blue baby. I'm a blue baby.
Blue. And blue. That ox that follows around that Paul Onion guy.
Paul Bunyan.
No, Onion.
Oh, yeah. He chops down his onion trees.
And he
feeds them to the ox. The ox gets gas. He uses his
big wood chipper.
Yeah.
And he makes playgrounds.
Yep. Yeah, he makes playgrounds all across the land full of onions and the blue oxen.
Yeah, the blue oxen babe. Babe makes the manure for the farms.
Yep, and then he slaughters them.
Yeah.
And it just right on the playground.
Has tons of babes, and he's just making blue ox meat that are my favorite.
He's the baby blue butcher is what they call him. Oh. Wow, that got fucked up.
Yeah,
all right, least. Maybe we shouldn't talk about our personal lives. This is why we don't do it.
Yep, okay.
So. I have two teeth. one in the front and one in the back.
They call me Tooth Tom.
Tooth Tom. They call me Tooth Spicy.
Tooth Spicy.
You know, because I always spit food out and they say, that was Tooth Spicy.
A little bit like a pea shooter. Okay.
So they call me Sydney Squirts. So are we, did we mention any businesses?
That's what I was.
We mentioned Apple, kind of. Did we, or was that on the warm-up?
I thought we were talking about apples.
We were talking about something. I'm old.
Oh, my God. Look below the last check mark on that second list.
Oh, my God. We did mention that one.
Oh, my God.
Man, I wrote this weeks ago.
I know. It's spooky.
Did you look at this earlier?
No.
Oh, my God.
Forgot all right, that page so, existed.
So, if you're listening, the super ironic
following,
the thing we had written down weeks earlier and that was mentioned on this episode is American Airlines. No, I'm just kidding. It's Little Tykes.
Oh no, American Airlines sucks too.
Is that on the list?
Nope.
Oh, I gotta add it. All right, but it was it was Little Tykes, which was mentioned because of electricity.
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 The pirates.
The pirates, yes. Making
motorboats.
Yeah. So those fucking pirate-making motorboats discovering electricity with their skis.
Now they're selling you children's toys.
Yeah. They got the balls to put them on the children's toys and then try to sell them to you. You're getting sweaty ball children toys. You want that?
No. You know what that plastic's made out of?
Children.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
What were you going to say?
I was going to stab at the air, and now I know the truth, and I am saddened.
Yeah,
I hate that.
That's why they call them little tykes.
I thought they just started out with little trikes, and they were like, we can't pigeonhole ourselves into this business model. We got to be something else. And they're like, we'll make children.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No, they were.
But then they made it out of children. That's
why. Yeah, they made it out of children. They're little. They're ground up into little tykes.
So they're grown people that are turned into little people.
Children.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What do you call it? Okay, never mind.
I don't know. So anyways, don't buy little tykes products.
Nope. They are made of plastic, which is a choking hazard.
Yeah, and it's toxic. It's toxic to our earth.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's terrible for the environment.
Yeah, and how are we supposed to preserve the planet for our tykes?
Here is a non-made-up fact. A non-made-up fact. This is the truest thing you'll hear all day. Bran and I were getting rid of some clutter, and there was a plastic, what the hell was that? A bookshelf? It was like a plastic little tykes bookshelf.
Yeah.
And we took it.
No, it wasn't a bookshelf. It was like an art desk for kids.
Oh, yeah.
I had
in
the art studio because I paint in there. It was for crystal. Crystal diamond superfly.
It was for crystal meth.
Yeah. I used it for crystal meth. Only occasionally. But also, it made me feel like I was a tyke again.
Okay, we're looping out of the actual
No, I just yep, and then we're back in it. So we took that because we're getting rid of it because I would quit my habit.
Yeah.
To the dump.
To the dump. Yeah, so that's how you kick any habit.
You got to take it to the dump. So we took this little tyke's art desk to the dump.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, guy.
Yeah, how can we recycle this?
And this wasn't a regular guy. So it was a dump guy.
You know the kind. But anyway, you might be one of them.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, no, we have no quarrel with you. Just the specific guy.
Yeah, just the standards that you're forced to adhere
fox.
To.
Well, it was a silver-haired fox.
You found him foxy?
No, but he had silver hair, and that's the only accolade I've ever heard attributed to silver-haired people.
Oh, distinguished.
Sure, aged.
Yeah.
He was jolly.
He was old.
He was this old dump guy.
I don't know why we're trying to make him sound elegant.
I don't know.
Make me sound elegant. I just said I had two teeth.
Well, he's this old dump guy. We just waltz up with our little tykes meth habit, and we're like, what do we do with this? It's made entirely out of plastic.
Can't we recycle it?
Yeah. And he's like, just throw it in the regular garbage, which is a landfill.
Yeah.
And we like looked at each other like, this is entirely, this is plastic.
Yeah, like we recycled other plastic things on that same trip, and he was fine with it. He was like, nope, you got to throw that away.
We're like, look, there's a milk jug. This is a big milk jug for holding meth. That's what
this is. If you were a physicist and can explain this to us, why this is unrecyclable, please do, because I am confounded.
And this one isn't a ploy to get viewership, just please, no. For the love of God,
like, make me less ignorant if that's possible, or if it makes no sense to you either, agree with us and write your local dump person.
Yeah, find the silver-haired fox dumper.
Go digging through the trash. Not your personal trash. You know he's not there already.
Go to our trash.
How surprised would you be if you were like, went to like lift something in your kitchen garbage and like throw something out, and there was a silver-haired fox man in there just like sitting and like, I'm gonna collect this someday.
How small is my silver-haired fox man?
Oh, he's in your basement, but his head is through your trash.
Regular size.
Yeah, he's regular size, but like, he's on a ladder in the floor below you.
I was going to say, depending on his size, I was going to respond with, I might be tempted to squish him.
He's a peeping fox.
He's a slippery silver fox.
He just likes to cut holes in the bottom of your garbage bag so it'll leak over all over the can.
That bastard. I thought that was garbage trolls.
Nope. Or I thought that was throwing out sharp objects.
Well, now that we sufficiently shit on little tykes.
Have we? Do we have anything else? Little shits. All right. There we go.
There we go.
We're
so,
done.
So, yeah, if you guys like listening to our whatever we talked about.
Yeah. Our true facts. It's pretty much a ramble-thon.
Yeah, but we did it. We filled it up.
We filled it up. Don't forget the key points. Little Tykes were pirates. Benjamin Franklin had a big dick.
Make sure you took adequate notes with headers and bullet points. There'll be a test on this Tuesday, so make sure you study up. If you don't come in to complete the test, you fail.
Yep. You can't listen anymore. We're going to bar you. Make sure you enter your username before you take that test. If you do it afterwards, things will happen.
And it's important after the test is over that you not only review your test, you also hit submit, and then there's a third prompt that says final submission, I agree. Most people forget and nobody actually fully submits. I know people hate it, but that's part of the test.
You get to the test and it's just like, what's your credit card number?
Do you work for Little Tykes?
Do you agree to this purchase of $900 for a cell phone? Yeah. All right. Well, that's the show. Enjoy it or don't.
Yeah. And as always, thank you for listening. And we're going to send you out with a little outro.
Are we?
Yeah, so you can find us on...
Oh, yeah, you can find us on notnowpodcast@gmail.com or look us up on Facebook. We also have a potential of being on some other form of social media. Possibly not, but you can go ahead and look us up on one of those or email us personally, and we'll be sure to get back to you and let you know where the hell we are. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we hope you listen to us in the future.
Unless you're that goddamn silver-haired fox, notnowpodcast@gmail.com.